Kermit Thomason. Southeast states dealing with the devastating aftermath of hurricane turned tropical storm Helene. The death toll tops 90 across several states. The destruction is massive, so much of it from historic flooding. The rain, unstoppable, especially across parts of North Carolina.
In Bucyc Ross, North Carolina, we recorded 30.78 inches of rain. Mount Mitchell State Park, 24.2. Widespread areas boomed over 20 inches of rain. So just a massive amount of rainfall.
National Weather Service Director Ken Graham. Thousands of people evacuated, schools and businesses closed in Rockdale County, Georgia, southeast of Atlanta, where a chemical plant fire sent huge plumes of smoke billowing into the air.
They are chemicals, and how they react, you don't know. And so when this plume starts out, it could become, you know, very, very dangerous, toxic. So until we get those readings from EPA and EPD, we don't know exactly what the plume consists of.
That's Rockdale County Emergency Management Director Sharon Webb speaking with WSB-TV. Also at SRNNews.com, the man accused of trying to assassinate former President Trump on Mr. Trump's Florida golf course will face arraignment later today.
58-year-old Ryan Ruth was arrested earlier this month after a Secret Service agent spotted him hiding in the bushes with a rifle at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. The man was seen before he was able to fire off any shots, but he did escape the scene. He was later apprehended by local police due to a bystander getting a picture of his license tag before he got away. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Watching Wall Street, stock futures modestly lower this morning. The Dow futures down 24 points. The Nasdaq futures off 13. This is SRN News. Evangelicals for Harris launches another attack ad.
For the second time, the Political Action Committee is putting out a video making it look as though the late Billy Graham is criticizing Donald Trump. The latest spot juxtaposes footage of Graham's sermons on greed with clips of the former president. Billy's son Franklin is not happy about it, saying that when his father was alive, he, quote, appreciated the conservative values and policies of President Trump. Evangelicals for Harris is spending over $1 million on the campaign. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in the House are urging the IRS to reject tax-exempt status for Christian ministries unless they can specifically be defined as a church. Liberals expressed outrage recently when the Family Research Council was granted the right to be treated as an association of churches by the IRS. However, Congress has already passed laws granting churches and conventions or associations of churches special protections. This is SRN News. Amid the misery, the death and destruction of war, an attempt to ease the terrible burden on some of the war's youngest, most vulnerable victims in Ukraine.
2 months after Russia bombed Ukraine's largest children's hospital, some of the young cancer patients are having their spirits boosted by some clowns. An initiative called the Bureau of Smiles and Support is in full swing, cheering up the kiddos who survived the bombing and then returned to continue their cancer treatment. The volunteer clowns say while the kids may be in a lot of pain sometimes, there is nothing as warm as watching a frightened and sick little kid light up with a smile, maybe even giggle at a silly joke or a funny face. Jason Walker reporting.
Legendary singer, songwriter, and actor Kris Kristofferson has died. His family says he died over the weekend at his home on Maui, Hawaii. Kris Kristofferson was 88 years old. SRNNews.com.